Welcome back to Bumping Uglies, or in case you haven't heard of us or forgot about us because it's been a while, this is Bumping Uglies. My name's Rachel.
Oh, you're not introducing me? Sorry. Ashley.
No. Just Ashley.
I've forgotten who we are.
Her name is Ashley. It has been quite some time since we've been able to jump on and make a podcast episode, but here we are. And you know, it's been a hectic year. I'm not even sure when the last one was. April or May, probably. Something like that.
I don't know.
It was a really, really busy 3/4 of a year for me with work, and I just couldn't swing at all the things. So, but I have time now and we're back. And today we're just going to kind of chat. We're just going to chat with each other and with you about things in our lives and things we're thinking about. So, here we go.
Sex.
Only sex all the time. All the sex we're having, but we're not.
I was about to say, who is we?
No. I mean, like, I guess I'm having some. I'm married. Like, it is something that happens usually, unless you're not in a good spot or you're asexual, you know, one or the other. But we're having a decent amount of sex, so we good.
I am having zilch. I am not good.
The thing is, like, okay, my husband has a very high sex drive, which we've talked about before, but, like, I just was in West Virginia, so does Ashley, she's waving her hand. I was just in West Virginia for, like, I don't know, a week and a half, and, I came back, and he immediately was, like, ready, and then the next day he was ready, and then yesterday he was ready, and I was like, listen, can we just have one day where we just, like, snuggle? And he was like, we could do that.
But in his mind, he's probably thinking, like, snuggle and then sex?
Yeah, but, like, you know, I'm one of those people, if I'm not in the mood to have sex or, like, I'm on my period or whatever, like, I'll blow him. Like, I'll make sure he still has a good time, right? It's fine. And I did that. Like the second day I got back.
It's gonna be my new catchphrase.
And then
I'll blow it.
Yeah. So like the next day when I was like, couldn't we just like snuggle? And he was like, yeah, I just wanted to be like, listen, man, like I blew you. That's something you wanted. I just want you to hold me. So that's what I want.
I'm telling you. I might have a shirt made. I'll blow him.
I'll blow him. Like, so I told Ashley that I had a funny story to tell her, but that I wanted to tell it on the podcast. So this is like the perfect, whatever, sex talk to like bring it up. When I was gone, Andy started feeding the dog some chicken broth with her food, and apparently she loved it. So I came home and put some chicken broth in the dog's food, and she didn't eat it. So I left it because I was like,
how the hell is this related to sex?
Just wait. It's coming. So I left it because I was like,
a very awkward start in.
I left it because I thought she was going to eat it eventually, but she didn't. So I came in our bedroom two nights ago. And I was like, did you just fart? And he's like, no. And I was like, our bedroom smells like a really bad fart. And I kind of left it at that. I'm like, maybe he farted and it's still lingering, right? So I get in bed and, you know, this is when he's like, you know, like, even if you don't want to have sex, like, could you just, like, you know, help me out? And I was like, yeah, sure, like, I'll blow you. So I'm laying in bed and we're watching TV, whatever, and I get up and I go to start doing that. And as I turn my head toward Andy and his junk, that fart smell gets like 1,000 times worse, okay? And I'm just like, but also we've had a little weed, so I'm really high. I say a lot, like I had a lot of weed. I was really high. So I smell, like, I smell this smell, and I'm, like, right over his junk, right? But, like, he's just taken a shower. Like, literally, he just got out of the shower, so he should be clean, right? So my high self is like, well, you should smell it, because if it's him and he smells like that after he got out of the shower, like, that's a problem, right? So I lean down and I go... And he's like, he goes, did you just sniff me to see if I smell like a fart? And I said, no, but what I meant was, I didn't really mean no, but I was laughing so hard that that's all I could say. And I cried. Like, I laughed so hard I cried, and I could not stop. So then he was laughing at me, and it was a whole thing. And I was like, it's definitely not you, it's the dog food. Like, it's because of the chicken broth that had been sitting, and it was gross. Like, it was bad. And but then, like, so I blow him, whatever, and then he was like, you were laughing so hard, and then I was laughing, and he was like, and I just couldn't believe that you would smell me to see if I smelled like that. I was like, oh, no, I did, like, I smelled you. And he was like, are you freaking kidding me? And I'm like, well, I just thought if you did smell like that, I would let you know that you have a problem. Yo, ass
stinks. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. It was just like, but like, number one, it was just a really funny thing. And also, like, it's fine. It ended well. He got a blowjob. He finished. It was a great night. If you are not, if it's not on your list of, like, if you have a checklist for a life partner, if laughing during, like, sexual times is not on that list, or just like laughing at yourself with your partner is not on that list, it should be, because that is so important to be that comfortable with your partner.
I 1000% thought you were gonna say, if it's not on your list, you should smell your partner's dick.
just in case he's smelly or
legit.
She.
1000% thought you were going to say that. I was a little disappointed when it went into laughing, and I'm like, oh.
No. I mean, I guess, like, you should be comfortable enough to smell your partner. Like, if they smell bad, you should tell them.
But your, like, shit ain't going to blow up.
No.
I'd be like, yo, no. Go wash that shit.
Right, like, get, fix it. Like,
you either need to wash your dick and balls or your ass, one or the other. Or yeah. Actually both. Just do both.
And, like, we both definitely have days after, like, especially, like, middle of summer, we've both been working for, like, 12 hours. We come home and, like, we'll kiss or something, and I'm like, don't touch me. You're gross, I'm gross. Like, I know we both smell terrible. So let's just, like, let's get clean and let's start over. Let's be fresh. And it's fine if you're somebody that likes a little stank, but I don't like any stank. Zero. None. I want you to smell like nothing.
Rachel is going to pull your dick out and smell it.
Dip it in. Dip
it's
in
not
bleach.
Clean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That escalated quickly.
You made
dip that
face.
Shit in bleach.
Just want to make sure it's clean.
I still would not do that.
I wouldn't do it for real. Also, how would you do that? Like, logistically, how do you dip someone's penis in bleach? You could spray
it. Like,
bleach.
You just have to throw it on it.
You could take a Clorox wipe to it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
PSA, do not wipe your dude's dick with a Clorox wipe and then have sex. And don't do it, period. Like, not just don't have sex, but, like, don't do it. I'm trying to save all the men out there from Rachel's harshness. I didn't know where I wanted to go with that. That's why that was paused.
Good thing I've already been spoken for. You guys are safe. Andy's not.
Only Andy has to worry about his dick. You're welcome, America. or world.
Since we're talking whoever's listening about awkward encounters, I think that I would like to talk about the guy that messaged you while I was in West Virginia. Wait, there were two, but I'm not talking about the awkward angle picture. So, this guy...
Okay. So, the one that messaged me way before you came to West Virginia, like, that was before.
Oh, yeah, probably. Sorry, I saw it, so I thought it was, like, real time. He sent two messages that she didn't send any. He sent only two messages.
He sent two messages. I did not answer him at all.
Yes.
So I'm on a dating website, even though I'm not really dating.
She's weeding through the terrible prospects.
I still have it. I've had it for a few years now, and I basically have it for entertainment. Because you get some weird shit on there.
Yeah.
So this guy messaged me, and the first one said, "Hey." And I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't think he was that good looking, so I didn't message him back. So, like, a few hours after that I didn't message him back, or it might have been the next day, I don't remember, he sends his second message. Again, keep in mind, I responded nothing. So he sends me the second message, and he's like, "I may stick a toy up my ass." to which my response was, I mean, I did not respond to him, but in my head, I was like, okay, good for you. I don't know how we went from hey to stick a toy in your ass.
Yeah, like, it just is so outrageous. It like, it's just, like, really going for the shock value at this point. But I just, if it ever crosses your mind and you're on a dating website and you're like, hey, and they don't respond, and you still want, like, maybe you think, oh, they saw it and forgot or whatever, your second message should be, hey, I tried to talk to you and, like, you didn't get back to me. Like, just thought we could, you know, talk or get to know each other. It should not be, might play with my butt.
I'm a...
like...
Yeah, no. You should leave that for after some corresponding.
Yeah. After you...
Together.
After you've discussed that one or both of you are interested and comfortable in anal play. That's when that's appropriate. It's just...
I'm trying to think if I've had any other good ones.
Well, this guy sent Ashley a picture. Like a dick pic, but...
From the bottom, so you've seen his ass.
Yeah, it was... He was like...
Crack.
He was like
taint.
Sitting down or laying down. And it was from, like, changing a baby view. That's the
Which
view.
Which also, I'm real curious of how he took that picture.
Do you think he has, like, a clicker? You know, like, he sets his camera up and he, you know what I'm
talking about?
I don't know what that's called.
Or he has, like, a selfie stick.
Yeah, something like, you know, just a timed camera or something, a remote that he can, you know, decide when it takes a picture. Or a selfie stick, something like that.
Maybe.
But, or somebody was
also
there.
Also, another PSA.
Maybe somebody
another
took a
PSA.
Firm.
Not the most flattering view. I'm not trying to look up into your butthole.
unless that's something that you were trying to accomplish. You were like, dick and balls and asshole. You could not see
and
his
taint.
Asshole. It was not.
You could see the crack.
You could see his butt crack. And, like, his butt.
You spreaded them cheeks, you would have seen taint and butthole.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be like, you might as well have just spread those cheeks. I mean, granted, I don't want to see that. But, just saying, it was not a very flattering view. Here, you want to see white ass?
God, it just... And it's not, like, it God. It is hot.
Like, if we could post a picture, I would. That's mean. But
it's hard.
Do you see that though? Doesn't it look kind of pencil-ish?
It yeah. Well, not suit. It's not the greatest dick ever. It's not the worst either.
Yeah.
But also, it's hard.
Kind of.
It's
skinny.
A hard dick, but he's like leaning over, so it's also leaning over, which makes it look like it's a crooked dick. Which is fine if it is, but
Also, let's point out the fact that he's super pasty.
Yeah, he's real white, which, not that we have a lot of room to talk, but, like, he's very white as well. But, like, all of these guys...
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's just not a flattering angle.
What?
I said before, it's just not a very flattering angle.
It's not. It's a very odd decision that he made. But... all of these conversations and all these pictures that, you know, guys send and things guys say, like, we started kind of talking about, like, bragging, like, about how big your dick is and then sending a picture that doesn't match the description that you've given, or or bragging about how big your dick is, and then when you meet in person, like, it isn't. Like, you should brag about, like, the things that... you can do to, so you know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna do sex talk, talk about, like, the things you do in bed, the things you like to do, the things you believe you're good at. Like, because that's easier, I think, to live up to. Unless you're saying wild and crazy things, and then you don't do those, anything like that.
And also, let's be real honest, like, if you like this guy, said he was hung. And let's be real honest, that is not hung.
It's probably above average length, I would guess.
Yeah, but, like, when you say hung, like, I'm thinking, like, big, like...
Andy just came in the bedroom and pointed dick. At his dick. That's, that's what's happening in my life. But also, like...
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it was not something to be, like...
When I hear hung, I think...
I'm gonna bend you over... Yeah.
Above average, like... not even just above average. Like, very large, like, extra large length and girth. Just, like, overall, like, giant dick. Or not even giant, yeah, just like, big dick.
Like, JB... You know, my fuck buddy friend that I had there for a while. His was like 12 inches, which again, length doesn't always matter. It's more about the girth.
Yeah, I've seen that. I agree.
And his was 12 inches and like 2-inch girth. Like,
that's a decent, I mean, 2 inches is not that big around though. But it's a good size length. I mean, 2 inches around is not very big.
Okay, well, about how long, how big is that?
I don't know. But she's trying to, like, I don't know. That's big. It might, maybe.
It was maybe, like, 2.5.
Yeah, but, like, it's just one of those things that.
It wasn't pencil thin.
And especially as you get older, at least I think for a lot of women, and there's, of course, some women who definitely have, like, a big dick, like, whatever, fetish or. Whatever you want to call it. But, like, I think as you get older, you definitely appreciate more, like, maybe the guy that has, like, the average dick, but, like, really knows how to use it, or, like, really knows how to, like, please you in bed, rather than the guy who has, like, a big dick who just, like, swings it around sometimes.
Not mushroom cap.
What?
I slept with a guy who was, like a mushroom cap. I don't like to talk about it.
Like, it was that small? Like, what, aren't they all, like, mushroom caps? No.
But it was, like...
tiny.
It was, like, maybe 3 inches.
Okay. Was it thick, though?
No.
No. Is that a chode?
No.
Or is a chode short and thick?
I don't know.
I think a chode might be short and thick. I'm not great with those things. I feel like that's an... that's not a thing people say anymore, probably.
What are you eating?
Chocolate.
Jesus Christ. That sounds like you're putting your finger in your mouth and making a pop.
I'm not good at that. I can do it, but it's not very loud. But yours was pretty good. She's good with her mouth.
Good at my pops. I don't know anymore. It's been too long.
If you can suck a dick.
I feel like it's like riding a bicycle, you don't forget.
I mean, like, worst case scenario, like, just, like, put your mouth on it and, like, figure it out as you go if you happen to forget.
bob your head up and down.
Don't create any sort of suction. Just move your head. Like a dog sticking its head out the window, but just like this way.
Literally, like, I'm always worried that it's been so long that I'm going to be super aggressive at sucking a dick. And that's what Missy says. She says, because Patty one day was like, I feel bad for you when you finally get laid. And Missy was like, hell, feel bad for her, feel bad for the man. That has right? to. She said he's going to be putting in some work.
Right? It's just, I feel like I can't wait to meet, like, the guy who finally, like, does it for you. If that makes sense. The one who actually, like, you know what, he has all of the things. No, it's not a bad thing. It's just, like, I think it's a very specific person.
Like, are you scared to see what they look like?
No, I'm just interested. Very interested. Man, like, finding, I mean, number one, if you don't want to spend your life with one person, that's, you don't have to. But finding one single person and going, like, I really think I could like them forever is pretty nuts. That's fucking hard. Like, I have friends that I don't even like every day. You know, sometimes your friends get on your, like, it's just a part of life. Like, some days, we're all assholes. Ashley's raising her hand again. But, like, there are days where, like, I, like, you know, especially, like, if you work with somebody or whatever, like, they get on my nerves one day, I get on their nerves one day, like, I'm sure I get on Ashley's nerves some days. Like, it just happens.
Honestly, this is what I always tell somebody. I'm like, me and Rachel have been together so long, and that makes it sound like we're a couple.
It does.
But we've been in each other's lives for so long that I'm like, we get mad at each other, and we may not talk to each other for a couple of weeks, but I'm like, after a couple of weeks, one of us is always like, hey, bitch.
You get to a point in friendship, or I hope everybody finds a friend in their life, or, you know, at least one, where you get to a place that even if you fight or disagree or you annoy each other, like, you're in a place where you can continually, like, move past it, you know, get over it and say, you know, like, I still love you, you know? It's important.
I tell people, I'm like, we know that we're gonna be there in each other's lives, so we just need time to get over it. We brood, and we're like, sometimes you just need a break. Brush it under the rug, and we're like, okay.
That's not why we took a break from podcasting, though.
Yes, we were mad at each other
for 6 months.
However long it's been.
No.
I have been cussing her every day for 6 months.
Ashley actually came to visit twice this summer, and both times we were like, oh, we're gonna record. And I think mostly, like, we just got drunk instead. So... not happen. Not at all.
Well, and then we were going to record when you came here last week, and I'm a failure.
It honestly was a pretty busy week, though.
I said I didn't bring all the right equipment.
Oh, also, I forgot about that. But, like, the fun thing is, you know, we tried to make it happen where we recorded, and Ashley forgot. What did you forget? The microphone? Yeah. She forgot the microphone. But, like, it turned into a really fun night, and we got to play games with our aunt for, like, several hours and just talk and have a good time.
This was the same day we went to dinner together, and I was supposed to bring my computer and stuff because Rachel didn't bring hers. Yeah. And I forgot it when I came to work. So then she came out to our aunt's house, and I came up and got my computer and totally forgot the microphone.
And like, shit happens. And I forgot my whole entire computer because I had to leave in a rush. And I didn't make the cut. And it turns out, even if, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I just kicked my dog in the face. It's okay, she's got a big face. It turns out that even if I had brought the bag with
Never
me.
Never mind.
What?
I was just gonna say, never mind that she has a big face. You know, I knocked her out, but whatever.
I gave her, like, a little tap. It was fine. She didn't even wake up. It turns out that even if I had brought my computer bag, I wouldn't have been able to do anything because my computer has not been in the bag for 6 months. It's been in Andy's office. So, that's fun.
Well, I told you, it obviously just was not meant to happen.
And Andy did this disappointed dad thing, like, I was talking about recording night. He was like, do you even know where your computer is? One other thing that we were talking about recently that I feel like maybe every woman thinks about, and maybe Ashley feels differently because she does have, like, a higher sex drive. I don't know. Like, when you're, like, texting a guy, let's say you're on a dating app or whatever, and he's like, send me a picture. And you send him a picture of your face, because that's what he asked for. And then he's like, oh, like, you cute, whatever. And then he's like, can I see a dirty picture? And you're like...
I like how you just put your hand over your mouth, like, can I see a dirty picture?
Can I see a dirty picture? It's unsuitable for not covering your mouth. I'm just kidding. I did do that, though. And you're like, I can't right now. I'm doing XYZ. And then they're kind of like, oh, like, just one. Or then they're like, okay, talk to you later. And you're kind of like, I don't know if I'm just the only person that's not willing to drop everything they're doing to, like, sprint to the bathroom and, like, take a picture of my snatch. Like, am I too old for that? Are there 20-year-olds when somebody's like, let me see a dirty picture? They're just, like, ripping their shirt off and, like, taking a picture of their tits no matter what they're doing. Hang on, Mom. I know we're having dinner. This guy wants to see my tits. Is that, like, what? And then if you, like, if you say, like, oh, no, then they're like, nah. Like, I didn't ask for a picture of your dick while you were taking your son to play in the park, did I?
I like how specific that story is.
I create, it like, real characters here. These are real scenarios,
Fucking John taking his 3-year-old son to the park down there.
But, like...
going behind the tree taking a dick picture.
And also, am I the only one who doesn't like to have, like, ready dirty pic? Like, I like to have real-time dirty pics. Not, like, ones that I took last week. And you're like, can I see your whatever? And I'm like, yeah, I keep these. In case people ask that question.
So, with that, I will let you in on a little secret.
Oh my god.
And it's more so just because I'm lazy, and I don't want to. Also, I'm single, and I've been okay with being single. So, like, my shit is not together all the time.
Same! You know, I'm not single, but, like, my shit is usually not together.
But you're my married. Poor husband.
Yeah, and he still wants me to shave.
I'm not. Yeah, but I. You know what I'm saying? Like, single I know women, what you're saying. Like, I feel like they're always put together.
Like, they're always their shit's ready, shaved, at any
or you know, whatever.
Yes.
And also, maybe it is an age thing. I mean, I'm talking like we're you know old women over here.
So.
But I just don't have the willpower to. Like, take the perfect picture, and maybe I'm just one like that, but, like, yeah. You know, I have to get my boobs right, because obviously, like everyone else, one's bigger than the other, so I gotta get them, like, propped up there. Yes! Picture ready. And so, also, I feel like once I've seen it, and once you've seen mine, you don't need to see more, because it's the same.
It didn't change. She's not gonna send you more than one.
No, like, if I send you my boobs, there you go, that's the only one you're getting. If I send you my butt, you've got that one. And a lot of the times I don't send my vagina. Every now and then. But I do have, you were talking about, you like real-time pictures. Yeah. So because I just have no willpower to do that, to take an actual picture. Like, and you know, also, like, I don't have time to go put on, like, a sexy pair of panties, okay? if we're doing that shit.
So. No panties for
regardless.
Anybody.
Regardless. So I do have a set of pictures that I've emailed to myself. So I don't keep them on my phone, but I keep them in my email. So then I can just go on my email and get them.
I gotta be honest, like if somebody decides to go snooping through my phone, they're fixing to get an eyeful of Rachel. Like a whole eyeful of all of me.
Like, I don't know. I'm not into sexting really anymore.
Like, it's not on the top of my list, but it can be fun sometimes.
Like, I can do some dirty talk, but like, honestly, I'm just real lazy and I don't want to.
I gotta say two things. Number one, in case anybody's curious and hasn't listened before or whatever, I am 28 and Ashley is 27, just for reference. But I would also like to say that if you ask for a dirty picture, you are getting a real-time image, so don't expect me to be like, I haven't shaved today, nah. If it's fully grown out, that's what you're getting because that's what you asked for. I'm not pretending I live in perfect land over here, right? You want to see the pussy? It might be hairy. It might be bald. It's a fun game that we like to play.
Again, mine comes down to also mainly, like, just willpower. Like, because then you gotta get, like, in a certain angle, and you know what I mean? Like, I just don't like it. I don't care for it anymore. Like, I did that at 18 and all that shit. I don't want to do it anymore. If you want to see this shit, if you want to see this, then you can see it in person while you're sticking your dick in me.
And I do think it's hard for women because you're supposed to look, like, put together and, like, everything's, like, nice and, like, the same, you know, exactly the same size and perky and whatever and, like, I feel like if you're a guy, you're like, you get yourself a little hard and you're like, look at this dick.
But like, also, let's talk about the fact that women have more to show than men. And again, I feel like once you've seen it, you've seen it. It's not going to change.
I mean you're not wrong. Granted,
like you said, like it may be hairy and it may not be. Like,
but it's not going to change. Yeah.
So what's the point? Why do you need 20 pictures of my vagina to fucking get off? Like, look at the same damn one.
And guys, like, they want pictures of your boobs, your vagina, your ass. Like, you in sexy clothes, you in a bathing suit, you in regular clothes. Like, it's like a freaking job interview, you know? It just is, like, I don't know, it's crazy.
And pretty much on this dating app, like, if they're like, can I have a picture? Then I'm like, no, we're done talking because I don't want to. You want that shit, go see the 20-year-old down the road there. But yeah, no. So I'm not into it anymore. I don't care for it. I did all that shit. And you know, and then you've got guys who want to, like, if you're taking a bath, they're like, oh, send me a picture. Or...
oh, I could do that. I spend half my life in the bathtub.
Guys want freaking videos. And I'm that like, one it's super weird because then it's like, do I make fake noises? What do you do?
Do you make real noises? And if you do, like, are they going to think those are weird? Do they ask you to say something specific? Because if you are not somebody who normally says, like, let's say daddy, for example, and they're like, send a video, like, call me daddy. If you've never recorded yourself saying something like that, it is the funniest thing in the world. And, like, trying to saying. Be sexy. Like, let me just give you a sample.
Should I play music in the background? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Ashley's set in the mood. She's like, yeah, daddy, we're about to get in it.
That right there is why you cannot ask Rachel to call you daddy.
That's what you're getting. This is not, like, we're laughing, but, like, this is real life. This is not.
You're gonna get.
Like, if Andy came to me one day and was like, I would like you to start calling me daddy in the bedroom, I would be, on top of Andy, like, is this what you want, daddy? Like.
Plus, it doesn't help that you look young. You know what I mean? And also your voice is kind of higher. So it just, it's like all wrong.
It's very weird.
Like
you,
like put Rachel in pigtails and there you go.
Let me be clear. I don't think, I think if you like calling somebody daddy or they like to be called daddy, it's fine. It's weird for me personally. It's totally fine to if you like it. I can't.
Also,
I can't.
More power to the women who can do some dirty talk.
Yeah.
I envy you. I talked like, a good, me and you talked about this. I talked a good game on text, but in person, they could be like, say some fucked up shit to me and I'll be like, mm. Like,
feed me some more of that dirty talk.
Like, no, that's not how I want it. I want you to talk dirty to me.
She
not me reciprocate. Not mute. I make noises. I'm
What's
like a fun
fetish?
Little toy.
I like to pretend I'm a mute. I like to pretend I've taken a vow of silence.
Oh, hey. There was that one time I dressed up like a nun, just saying.
I know. Oh, no. Hey, Frey. You be a sleeper?
But yeah, no. Like, I want them to do the dirty talk and I'm like a fun toy. I make noises.
I don't mind dirty talk, but just like all of every conversation in my life, if one of us is going to talk dirty, you run the risk of me laughing about it because you can never tell. Like, it's safer if you just, like, let your actions do the talking because
it's like when it comes out of my mouth, it's just very awkward.
It is. And I've only, like, I don't know. I'll do some dirty talk, but it just, I don't know. You just gotta be in the mood. I'm not one of those people who can fake it. I just can't. Cannot.
Yes. Also, I think it depends on your partner as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, I've had guys that I get really into it with, and, like, you know, they're choking me out, calling me a dirty bitch, and I like it. And then you got some men, and you're like, if I ask you to choke me, are you going to run away?
Like, the guy says, you like that? You want me to choke you more? Mm-hmm.
I can say yes. Like, I do some talking. It's just not dirty talk, Rachel. I can make words. I'm not over there the whole time like, whoa, yeah.
I was like, fucking, what is his name?
Also,
Fat Albert.
Just for the record, that's not how I sound in bed.
I hope not. What do you sound like? A large black man. Me too. It's so weird. Who would think two people could sound like
But you know, oh, I'm also not down there going like, yeah, daddy. I feel like if I'm gonna do that, that's how it's gonna happen.
Ashley is in like a chair or something, and every time she leans back, I think she's gonna fall out of her chair. And if she falls out of her chair, I'm throwing this computer in the floor.
Well, first of all, I'm not gonna fall because I'm in my bed, and that's a wall.
Okay.
So when I go this way, I'm not going nowhere. If I go that way, I'm going somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, speaking of talking to guys, I went and got my oil changed when I was in West Virginia, and I took Ashley with me. I held her hostage. And these guys were so cute, so good looking.
No, I think just the one was. Rachel liked the other one.
I feel like there were two that were definitely good look, maybe three, whatever. They were attractive men. and, we came in and Ashley said something, and so here I am just laughing like an idiot as these people were trying to talk to me. And they were very, very nice and, you know, super helpful and, like, Ashley, like, this one guy had tattoos, and she... I just left out a whole part of a word.
I know you said tattoos.
This one guy had tattoos. What the fuck are tattoos? Well, if you've never seen why him, shame on you. Anyway, so here goes Ashley rolling up her sleeves. Let me get my tattoos out so he knows I have tattoos. And the whole time, we're talking about this guy. Like, hey, baby, I'd like to see more of those tattoos. And at the end, they go, come back and see us sometime. And Ashley goes, I'll be back tomorrow.
Not out loud, though. Okay, he didn't hear me. Let's just be real clear about that.
He did not. Like, I want to be like, but I did.
I want to be like, did you know? Like, I want to go back and be like, did you know we were talking about you? Whole time.
I would have paid money for her to go back the next day and record herself being like, I was here yesterday and you said to come back and see you, so here I am.
Hey, just like shimmy. Here I am.
Shimmy. I know you really do all the changes, but I got you these tips. Is that okay?
Did you hear me? Did you hear
me? Hey, daddy.
I said, hey, daddy.
I hope that's how you say daddy in bed.
It's not.
We just have had... It's been a great week, in general.
Although...
I mean,
when I was younger, I used to have a lot of phone sex.
I've done that like a few times, all of them very awkward, and I don't actually think that I did anything to myself while it was happening. Like, I just...
Oh, I didn't. I totally faked it.
Yeah.
But I had one guy who wanted me to call him daddy, and I could do it over the phone, but then when I met him... It did not.
He was like, call me daddy, and you were like, that's only available over the phone.
I'm like, when you're not looking at me. This was the guy that, like, held me hostage on his dick. With my mouth.
Oh.
I said, this was the guy that held me hostage on his dick with my mouth.
He was like, you ain't never leaving this dick.
Oh, God.
I don't
like,
know.
I'm over there tapping out. Like.
Hey, if you could let me up now, that'd be great. I'm about to die.
Oh, I was about to vomit.
Ew. If you... if you're listening and you've ever puked on a guy's dick, like, send me a message because I want to hear about it. That sounds great. I mean, it sounds entertaining is what I mean. I meant to start drinking, again on the podcast, too, and I forgot to grab a drink before I came in here to do this, but I did have two margaritas before I did this.
I had no drinks, I had water. Like a responsible adult.
I had water today, probably. Oh, no, I didn't.
Like, it's a guess. Probably.
Oh, I had sweet tea and mimosas. Oh, I had mimosas today. I had two mimosas, too.
That is also not water.
What?
I said those are also not water.
No. I had a lot of water yesterday, though, so it's fine.
That is not how life works.
It is today. It's all about balance, Ash.
No. Yeah, balance in the same day, not two different days.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get to say I had sex today when really it was yesterday.
I would really like us to take a either pole dancing or burlesque class. I think that would be super fun. I would like to film it.
Fucking creeper. I'd like to film it and watch it later when I'm home alone.
I just think it's going to be highly entertaining, so.
I mean, I'm not sure you find it.
It's hard to find stuff like that.
I mean, we're going to have to be, like, a little drunk. Not, like, super drunk, you know, not, like. I said we're going to have to be drunk. I said not super drunk, like, to where we can't do it.
No, I think we shouldn't be drunk at all, because I think we're going to hurt ourselves.
No, I think we should have some liquid encouragement.
I definitely want to do that, get drunk and do that spinny thing. Ashley shared this video where you, like, spin around and then, like, blindfold yourselves and then try to have a pillow fight.
You have a hood up over your face. You have a hoodie on. Backwards. You have the hood up
whatever. Over your face. You can't see. That's what I meant.
You can't see!
I can't see! There's something over my eyes!
Oh, God. Yeah. And again, we're not drunk right now. You're welcome.
No. The thing is, I mean, sometimes I do funnier things when I'm drunk, but, like, I mostly just, like, make less sense when I'm drunk. Like, that's mostly it. Sometimes I'm friendlier.
I took my one earbud out, and I swear it sounded like you said, but when I'm drunk, I make lessons.
When I'm drunk, I pretend I'm a teacher. I say, come here, daddy, I could teach you a couple things. Come You've been daddy. A bad, bad boy.
What That's, is that all
I just mix. I mix There's so like a movie many or fantasies something. Just now.
There's where like somebody a movie says, come here,
daddy.
There's like a movie Give it to or me, something daddy. Where somebody's saying, daddy. Daddy.
It's,
You know what I'm talking about? I can see it yeah. in my head.
Is it Kathy Bates? Where's my phone? It sounds like Waterboy.
You look just like a you know cat. What I'm... You went like this. You went... Where's my phone?
That's what I aspire to be. Is a cat. If you were going to be an animal, what would you be?
I don't know. What's one that has a lot of sex? A rabbit? I'm a fluffy bunny. Fuck. I want to say it's like off of Smokey and the Bandit. The third one.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Ashley. Oh, we'll never know.
Like, I kind of see it. I kind of see him in my head saying, Daddy! Get him, Daddy!
We will never, ever know.
Unless someone listens Ashley's to gonna this say, and knows what I'm talking about.
Can you let us
comment
know?
Or give us a message? That'd be great.
Because she's going to keep saying it forever and ever.
Daddy!
I would like to...
Every episode, I'm just going to start it off with, Daddy!
Daddy! I'm Rachel, and this is Daddy.
Daddy!
Oh, yeah.
When you and Andy come in for Christmas, let's go to the den.
I thought you said to the gym. I was like, okay.
Because they sell sex toys there now.
Yeah, we can do that, though. And we can, we've already covered the last time we went there that you're not allowed to take pictures or record, but maybe we can do like a toy haul or something. Is that weird? Is that uncomfortable?
I feel like we'd have to buy a lot of shit. No, I'm not uncomfortable with it, but like, it's gonna be a short ass haul. Here's my vibrator that I bought.
We're gonna go live and be like, we just went to Lion's Den, we got a great haul coming up for you. Ashley bought one vibrator. We're gonna show you how it vibrates. And now that's it.
I mean, because you know, there's not like, I feel like when you're single, there's not a whole lot you can buy. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, some of those videos tell me there's a lot of things we could have bought and we just don't do those things.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, and maybe that's a getting older thing, like, I feel like it's more fun to buy toys with other people.
I'm telling you right now.
Obviously, and use them with other people. Legs,
if I'm not going to shave my legs every day, I'm not fixing to, like, buy a bunch of toys to put all up in myself. And it's not happening.
When you are watching porn and masturbating, do you just come once and then you're done?
Usually. Sometimes twice, but usually one is plenty for me. Like, I don't...
Oh, God, that makes me feel weird now.
I mean, it's not weird, but, like...
Because mine is way more than that.
Well, that's a... It's fine. Totally fine. I just... I'm just... I don't know, like... But you know that unless I'm, like, super in the mood, I'm just kind of, like, eh. About sex.
See, for me, it's, you know, like, because... once I get started, I'm going. Like, wait, one or two is say? Not enough. I said it's, like, once I start, like... start going, like, I just go.
Yeah.
So, one or two is not enough for me.
I don't... But, like, when do you stop? I guess that's my other issue. Like, the reason I stop is, like, if I do it more than twice, when do I tell myself that's enough? And also, it's very... I have no self-control. Like, this is the theme for today. Also, it gets sensitive.
Oh, yeah, mine gets sensitive, too. I just have to work harder at it.
No. Nope.
Like, definitely my number is normally, like, at least 6.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I know.
I mean, like, good for you, but damn. When you suck someone's dick, do you have, like, a formula? Like, do you have stuff you always do and in a certain pattern? Or do you have stuff you always do, but you just, like, do whatever you feel like?
I think you gotta switch it up. I don't necessarily know that I have a formula.
If you're with somebody all the time, you can't be like, okay, up, down, lick it. Like, left, right, deep throat. Like, you can't. If you do it every time, he's gonna be like, this feels like yesterday.
Lick, suck, shoot. Put some salt on his dick, lick it.
Yeah, that suck one it, burns. Smack it a little.
Oh, speaking of smacking, like, have you ever slept with anybody that wanted you to smack their dick?
No, no.
I feel like I have. Isn't that sad? I feel like I have, but I can't really remember.
Andy has a very sensitive area, and, like, I'm pretty sure if I were to smack his dick, he would throw up. Like, he's very, like, he's sensitive to pain, I mean.
I did have one guy, and this goes with your question of formula, I guess. I did have one guy who liked when I bit it. Not, like hard.
Like grazed it?
Well, no, like, he liked when I scraped my teeth.
Yeah.
On it, but then also, like, to bite down. But not, okay. Like... Not, like...
Super hard?
Hard. Just, like, apply some light pressure with your teeth. And I feel like not every guy likes that, but I could be wrong.
I agree. I think not every guy likes that. I've never tried it with Andy. I can do it and get back to you. I can experiment. I'll be like,
how did you get that black eye?
I bit him in the stick and he punched me.
I mean, I feel like that could be a natural reaction.
But, like, how hard? Like, how hard?
Okay, so, like, let's say, for example, I'm going to use my finger.
Like, and, as like, hard as it takes to bite a carrot into?
Oh, God, no. You're not trying to eat it. No, no. Like, just enough to make, like, a little bit of an indention.
Okay. All right. Like a nibble.
And also, it depends. Like, sometimes he wanted me to bite it a little harder. But it was never, like, a quick bite, okay? So it was, like, and then you would slowly apply pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not, like, a quick...
I can't.
Andy's gonna bite the tip of Andy's dick off.
Yep.
Ashley told me to bite it. She said you might like it.
I'm gonna get him in bed. I'm gonna tie him up and I'm gonna be like, hey, baby, I just wanna try something new. And he's gonna be like, great. And I'm gonna suck his dick. He's gonna be like, this is good. Like, I like where this is going. And then I'm like, mm. He's he's gonna be like, oh gosh, I didn't want this.
And then you're gonna say, Ashley told me to try it. She said you might like it.
A guy wanted her to do it one time and he loved it. And then he's gonna be like, we're gonna get a divorce. You must not buy people's dicks. Look at this butthole! It's not my butthole, it's my cat's butthole pointed at the webcam.
Yes, Rachel has just gotten up and pulled her ass cheeks apart and said, look at this butthole! I would kill you. I would hang up on you right now.
But you would never be able to get that out of my mind.
I would end this podcast with, nope, she just showed me her butthole. I'm done. Click.
I would show you my butthole, though. Never mind.
Oh, God. Next time I'm at her house, she's going to be like, Ashley, look at my butthole. I feel like you're just going to sneak it up on me.
How do you sneak a butthole on someone? That's not like a thing. You got, at some point, your ass is there first, and somebody's gonna be like, why is there an ass? That's what I'm calling this episode. The one where you get a surprise butthole.
Please do.
Oh my god. Oh, I feel like that has to be where we call it a day. Because I don't know where you go from there.
I don't know. I think everything ends with buttholes.
Everything, I mean, your meals do.
Just stop. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Get a little bit of education in here too. In case someone doesn't know where your meals go.
I'm not wrong.
You're welcome.
It's just not what you wanted to hear. Anyway, thank you, if you made it this far, for joining us. We will have at least, I would say, 2 a month. You can count on 2. If we have more, good for you. Good for us. But thanks for joining us. We're so happy to be back. If you have stories to share, embarrassing, funny, sex, whatever, you can message us. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube. We have an email address, Ashley.
You can reach us at bumpingucast.com. No, at Gmail. We're not a .com yet. Damn it.
No, one more time. That's
take number two.
Bumpingucast@gmail.com. You can email us if that's a thing that you do, but you can slide right into our DMs. Please don't
like a good finger in the butthole.
Unless they're cat buttholes, like, it's whatever. Those are funny.
What a fucking weirdo wants to see cat buttholes. We're leaving. We're done. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Have a good evening, morning, whatever the fuck you're doing. Bye.